His comments were horrible. I don't think there's any way around that.
We first introduced Aaron Marshall to our audience 8 years ago. It was in the midst of a devastating earthquake in Haiti. She had traveled there to complete the adoption process of a young Haitian boy. Jeffrey was only 3 at the time. Now, as Marshall and her son reflect on that 8-year adoption anniversary, Trump's hateful words hit home.
It was a very difficult conversation to have with my 11-year-old son to tell him the comments, because I wanted him to hear it from me and not from someone at school or on the news. But to say to him that our current president doesn't like people of color.
Marshall and her family worked hard to help Jeffrey adjust to life in America. He now attends Orchard Park Middle School. Marshall told us she thought a lot about what she would say to Trump if given a chance.
I think about the international adoption. There's sort of a motto in the community that is love knows no borders. And I just think about what is the strongest thing that we have in the world, all of us as human beings, and that is love. His motto is America first, which I understand that in a way, but we are all members of a community of the world, and we can't turn our back on everybody else.
Marshall says as a white mother, she's always worried about her son facing prejudice remarks.
I've had very, very few experiences, and he's in middle school now, and he's had a few incidents that I try to prepare him for and talk to him about. And, you know, they're starting to creep in a little more. And now in my mind, I think about it all the time, every single day. It's changed my perception of the world and how I try to help Jeffrey through. But I have to say, Buffalo is the city of good neighbors, and it's lived up to its name.
Marshall says it's important to fight back by speaking out against racist remarks. But she stresses to her son, Jeffrey, to always be a good citizen.
For me, as a white mother of a child of color, to tell him that he has an added burden to be a good citizen because there are people in the world who judge him on the color of his skin, and it's not fair. It's certainly not fair, but it's true. It's a reality.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.